there, welcome to A Wee Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills Team at UWS. My name is Linda Riches and I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. Today I'm joined by my colleague Mari. Hi Mari.
Hi Linda.
And we're just going to have a little think about some top tips for academic writing. So another of our short podcasts, really just to give you some key ideas to think about. So top tips for academic writing. What's your first tip, Mari?
My first tip is to avoid first-person pronouns. Okay, so this is a general rule for academic writing. Sometimes you will be allowed to use first-person pronouns. So I'm going to say that now in case anyone wants to write me an email and complain. But generally, we avoid first-person pronouns so that our writing is objective and unbiased. So unless otherwise specified, you want to avoid using things like I, me, you, or we to maintain a formal tone. So what we want is for your evidence to do the talking. We don't want any implication that you're shaping this in any way. So avoid the first person and let the evidence shine.
Hey, good starting point. Second tip around when you're writing.
Yes, tip number two is to be concise. So be very direct, be very clear. And in general, use as few words as you possibly can. So we want to avoid taking a long time to get to the point. So putting a lot of words at the start of your sentence, like importantly, it's generally considered that it could be possible. It just takes a little while to get to the point. So a good tip is if you reread a paragraph and find yourself using phrases like this, or you don't see your point in the first half of the paragraph, you probably want to remove some words. And this will also free up quite a bit of the word count for more evidence or criticality later on.
Yeah, good tip. And hopefully people notice we're trying to be quite concise in this podcast as well. We're trying, yeah. Number three, a little bit around the language that you use. What's your third tip?
Yeah, so we always say to avoid what we call emotive language or very descriptive language. This would be anything that implies that the comment is based on a personal judgment from yourself, okay? So anything that implies that's just you personally that has this feeling and it's not rooted in kind of verifiable evidence description. So things like fascinating, appalling, shocking. There's a horrible new plan for X topic, okay? Just state the facts, okay? There is a new plan. Then you can say what it is, what the effects are. And that will tell us whether it's interesting or horrible or shocking or anything like that. We want the evidence, again, to speak for itself instead of framing things by how you personally feel about it. Again, I'll give the wee caveat that sometimes you do want to discuss your feelings, such as in reflective writing. But most of the time, we want to take that kind of language out.
Yeah, so some good examples there from Mari, just of the kind of words that we don't want to see in that writing. Okay, tip four, thinking about time.
Yes, so a big tip to plan enough time to rewrite and to proofread. So I think everybody knows that they have to proofread, but I don't think most people plan in enough time to actually do it, or they think of proofreading as the hour before you submit, you'll go over and look for errors. But it's not just about looking for grammatical errors. Nobody writes their best work on the first attempt, so you're always going to have to tweak things, take out that emotive language, take out those first-person pronouns. But really planning enough time to rewrite means that you give yourself time after writing the first draft, and then you have time before you look at it again. That not only means that you have time to do the work, but also that you get a bit of perspective on the writing, and you can enhance the quality of your work, amend errors, and proofread for clarity.
Yeah, best writing comes from rewriting. That's what we always say. Yeah, and it can be a bit of a hard one for people to get their heads around, but yeah, definitely true. Tip five, I'm not sure how I feel about tip five, Mari, so you're going to have to convince me on this one.
Yeah, this is my last tip, and it's to keep a list of your bad habits. So it can feel a little bit insulting to yourself or horrible to remind yourself of what you do poorly, but have a look at the common feedback that you get from lecturers. Have a think about the things that you're consistently changing in your work when you do proofreads. So that might be, do you tend to overwrite? So do you tend to use 20 words when you could use 10? do you tend to make a specific grammar error? So whether that's possessives or using the wrong there, and there, whether that's not putting commas in the right place, and write a little list of that. And that's not to make you feel bad. That's so that you have something guiding your proofreading. Okay, so you remember what you're looking for, because it's likely that if it's a bad habit, it's also a bit of a blind spot for you. Okay, if you keep doing it again and again, and you get the same feedback, you want to give yourself the best chance to correct that in advance. Okay, so just a little list. You can also keep a list of the things you do well and remind yourself to keep doing those things. But do make sure you know what it is you're looking for when you proofread and when you're writing.
Yeah, you've convinced me. Yeah, and you've you've made it sound better by saying I can keep a list of good things as well. So yeah, that's okay. So hopefully that's given everyone just some little insights to keep in mind while you're writing, just some real top tips there. So just going over those again, avoid those first person pronouns, be direct, concise and clear in your writing, avoid that emotional language, plan enough time to rewrite, and keep a list of those bad writing habits, because that will save you time ultimately when you're looking through your assignment. So thank you for that, Mari. Some great tips there. And remember, you can also book a one-to-one appointment with any one of us to talk about your study habits and to talk about your academic writing. You can book through the student app or through the Academic Skills website. And as always, we'd love your comments and your feedback. If there's anything you want to discuss about the podcast, or you've got any advice that you want us to pass on, then email us at skills@uws.ac.uk. Thanks for listening.